Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
So, what are your plans for today?
Same old. Work, then home.
Ah, well, I thought after work we could meet up and go to Adam's Wine Bar. What do you think?
Oh, yes. That would be great. We haven't been there for ages. Is it open?
Yes, it is. And I've heard that an old friend of mine has taken it over, so I thought we could pop across and see him before it gets too busy.
Oh, I see. Well, yeah, that's fine by me. What's his name?
It's John. Oh, sorry, it's work. I have to get this.
Okay. I'll go in the shower. See you in a minute.
Hello, how are you?
Come in, Mike. Of course you can have some.
Oh, thanks.
So, no bread, eh?
No, I forgot to get some.
Well, don't you ever have cereal for breakfast?
No, I don't eat that stuff. A couple of pieces of toast with Marmite sets me up very nicely for the day, thank you. I don't like rabbit food.
It's not rabbit food. Don't tell me you still like Marmite, do you?
Yeah, of course I do. Oh, I'd forgotten you don't like it.
Like it? Hate it more like. Nope, I have honey. Local honey, of course. And then you know it's the best.
Oh, well, so they say.
Right, go on then, sit down.
Ah, thanks. Can I help myself?
Yeah, of course you can.
Oh, thanks, sis.
So, do you want me to get you a loaf today, or will you get one?
Oh, no, thanks. I'll get it.
Well, don't forget.
I won't.
Okay. So, how are things? How's Penny?
Oh, she's fine.
And work?
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
So, how's Henry getting on? I thought you said he hasn't turned out to be what you expected.
Oh, well, on the whole he's all right, but he's just a bit... Well, he's not your normal type of manager.
What do you mean by that?
Well, he doesn't seem to be terribly well organised.
Oh, so he forgets to get the bread, does he?
Ha ha ha, very funny. No, it's hard to explain, but if you think of Matthew, well, you know where you are with him. He's reliable, consistent, straight to the point. Henry, on the other hand, always seems to be, well, it's as if he hangs in the middle, can't make his mind up, or changes his mind at the last minute. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But he's nice, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, I like him. I'm not convinced if he did something wrong that he'd own up to it.
Meaning you might get the blame. Is that right?
Yep.
I see. Well... Let's hope, then, that nothing goes wrong.
It's like the business with the workers.
Oh, you mean the ones that did the coffee bar?
Yeah. Do you know, when it wasn't going well, he never even apologised.
Well, it wasn't his fault.
Well, in a way, it was. He employed them.
Yes, but it all turned out all right in the end, didn't it?
Yeah, but only because Madge intervened and spoke to Sue.
Ooh, what's she like, by the way?
Who?
Sue Ryan. Did Madge say anything about her?
No, she didn't. Why?
Well, if you have the chance, can you ask her what she's like?
No, I won't. That's the last thing I'd do. Anyway, why do you want to know? She's not your type of person.
Because I heard the Ryans are buying Tapsley Manor.
Really?
Yep. And if they can do that, they must be raking it in.
Well, so what? I don't care where they live, as long as it's not next door to me.
Well, I heard the whole family will be living there and do it up as a hotel or a B&B.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
Oh, it would be like that French programme. You know the one I mean.
Oh, you mean... oh, yeah, when they do up chateaus.
Yes, that's the one.
Well, the manor isn't that big.
Yes, I know, but it's still aiming for the same thing. The Farringford used to be a hotel, didn't it?
Yeah, it was. And you can still stay there in one of their cottages. And I think you can go and look round the grounds. We should do that one day.
Yeah, okay. So, will you ask Madge if that's what they're doing?
No, sis, I'm not asking Madge anything about the Ryans. I'm not interested in what they get up to. So, I'll just finish this and go.
Oh, all right. Oh, I'd love to know what it's like inside. It must be amazing.
Well, I don't, so don't ask me again. I don't want to get involved. Oh, thanks for breakfast. It's very nice.
Was it work?
Yes, sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right. Who was it?
It was Becky, the rep that I told you about. She was complaining about one of our members of staff.
Oh, and who was that?
It was Tina, if you must know.
Oof. What's she done this time?
Well, it seems she was gossiping about another customer in a sort of sarcastic fashion, and then she said to her that she couldn't bring the item she'd bought back.
And what did she buy?
Oh, only mugs.
And Tina said she couldn't bring them back. Why did she say that?
Oh, goodness only knows. She said it, but then she said she was only joking.
But Tina doesn't joke about anything, does she?
No. Oh, for goodness sake, why doesn't that woman just leave and get a job somewhere else? Preferably on the mainland as far away as possible.
Oh, don't worry, Matthew. It's not a big problem.
Well, I can tell you that Becky was not impressed. And I'll have to have a word with Tina about it.
Oh, poor old Tina.
Poor me, more like. Oh, what a way to start the day.
Oh, Matthew, it's not that bad.
It is. You don't have to face Tina when she's in a bad mood.
Well, neither do you. You can hide in your office. It's the other staff I feel sorry for.
Yes, goodbye. And who's next?
I'd have this, please.
Okay.
Tell me, does the mug come with a box?
No, it doesn't.
Well, can you wrap it up for me then, please?
Yes, if I can find something.
Well, I don't mind waiting.
Oh, all right. Ah, this will do.
Is it, dishwasher safe?
Yes, madam, it is.
Oh, good.
And it can go in the microwave.
Oh, that's great. And it's a nice colour, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So, can you enter your card, please? Right, that's all done for you. And have a good day.
Now, the mug, if I change my mind, can I bring it back?
Of course you can. If you have the receipt, that will be fine.
Well, I just wanted to check, because working in a shop must be quite difficult sometimes. You know, with having to remember what to do and all of that.
What do you mean?
Well, you need to be consistent, don't you? And remember to say the same thing to every customer?
Well, yes, of course you do.
So you wouldn't say one thing to one customer and something else to another?
No, you can't do that.
Well, I suppose you have a very clear policy on bringing things back, don't you?
Yes, we do.
And everyone has to keep to it?
Well, yes. Otherwise, there's no point having it.
Oh, I see. Okay, bye.
Where have you been?
I went to the loo, if you must know.
Well, I've had that damn woman in again.
Oh, which one?
Yes, Matthew's girlfriend. Oh, she is such a bitch.
Oh, don't worry about her. Matthew wants to see you.
Me? Why?
I don't know. But can you go to his office now, please?
Really? What did he say?
Nothing. He just said that he wanted to see you.
Oh, great. What have I done wrong now?
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.